This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Israel's military carried out airstrikes in Rafah Monday, residents said, hours after Israel told Palestinians to evacuate parts of the southern Gaza city, where more than a million people uprooted by the war have been sheltering. Fears are growing of a full-blown assault in Rafah, long threatened by Israel, against holdouts of the Palestinian militant group Hamas, as ceasefire talks in Cairo, Egypt, stall. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke during a Holocaust Memorial Day ceremony.
As the Prime Minister of Israel, the one and only Jewish state, I pledge here today from Jerusalem on this Holocaust Remembrance Day, if Israel is forced to stand alone, Israel will stand alone. But we know we are not alone, because countless decent people around the world support our just cause.
AP correspondent Karen Chamez now reports on Russia's planned nuclear drills.
The announcement Monday came days after the Kremlin reacted angrily to comments by senior Western officials about the war in Ukraine. The ministry says the drills are in response to provocative statements and threats of certain Western officials regarding the Russian Federation. It was the first time that Russia has publicly announced drills involving tactical nuclear weapons, though its strategic nuclear forces regularly hold exercises. Tactical nuclear weapons have a lower yield compared to massive warheads that arm intercontinental ballistic missiles intended to obliterate entire cities. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
French President Emmanuel Macron and EU Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen urged China to ensure more balanced trade at the start of President Xi Jinping's visit to Paris Monday. This is VOA News. UN nuclear watchdog Chief Rafael Grossi flew to Iran on Monday, hoping to bolster his agency's oversight of Tehran's atomic activities after various setbacks. But analysts and diplomats say he has limited leverage and must be wary of empty promises. Then U.S. President Donald Trump's decision in 2018 to ditch a landmark deal between Iran and major powers that exchanged nuclear restrictions for sanctions relief caused that accord to unravel. Iran has since accelerated its uranium enrichment and reduced cooperation with the International Atomic Energy Agency. The death toll from heavy rains that have caused flooding in Brazil's southern state of Rio Grande do Sul has risen to at least 78, local authorities said, with more than 115,000 people displaced. Reuters' Laila Shahrukh-Shahi reports.
President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva and his cabinet arrived in the region on Sunday morning to discuss rescue and reconstruction efforts with local authorities.
I know that we have many state roads that need repair. I want to tell you that I'm not worried because the federal government, through the Ministry of Transportation, will help you recover the state roads.
Volunteers with boats, jet skis, or that were even simply swimming have helped ongoing rescue efforts. The death toll could still drastically increase as over 100 people were reported missing on Sunday, according to the state civil defense authority.
That was Reuters' Laila Shahrukh-Shahi reporting. Family members of three tourists who went missing in northern Mexico last month have identified their bodies, the state prosecutor's office in Baja California said. Reuters' Gabe Singer reports.
Family members of U.S. tourist Carter Rode and Australian brothers Callum and Jake Robinson had been brought in and identified their remains. Their bodies were found in a well on Saturday. A burnt-out vehicle believed to have been used by the three surfers was also found in the area. Officials say three people have been arrested. A preliminary hypothesis by Mexican authorities is that the arrested individuals attempted to carjack the foreigners, and when the surfers resisted, they were shot and their bodies dumped in the well.
That was Reuters' Gabe Singer reporting. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris Monday announced more than $100 million in funding and resources to support American auto workers and small auto suppliers. Historic contracts secured by the United Auto Workers with the big three Detroit, Michigan automakers and recent organizing victories ensure that these jobs will provide comparable wages and retirement security, the office of the vice president said in a statement. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.